And of course, they have all sorts of different aims and desires.
Right.
And I've explained to them, I can't undertake many new initiatives since I'm going out the door, so
right.
I'm constrained as to what I can do. But they did mention that they have two of their faculty positions. I guess one is in politics, Middle Eastern politics.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's Iranian, like U.S.-Iranian relations. We hope to have
right.
a political scientist or somebody, you know, that can do
right.
U.S.-Iranian relations, yeah.
Right. But are you searching for someone now?
No. Those searches weren't approved. In the order of things, in their original agreement, they wanted the art and culture person first. They wanted the U.S.-Iranian relations person last because, you know, they've always explained that they want to make sure that, you know, they kind of distance themselves from anyone that would potentially, be controversial about Iran because they
right.
travel back and forth. So that was the last on their list. So the one that actually was supposed to come up next, according to their donor agreement, is the art and culture person. And we submitted that, you know, last May, June, whenever you submit the requests for faculty
yeah.
hires on the list, and it didn't get funded. But, you know, we just don't have enrollment to support it anyway, because we've got, you know, we've got three faculty members that aren't even teaching full classes as it
oh,
is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We don't have, we grew fast, which is great, but, you know, we've grown fast enough to where we just don't have enough students yet to, we haven't built it enough to get enough students in the classes to,
right.
to, you know, justify, I think, the additional hires. So it wasn't on our priority list. It was on our list, but it was like, you know, not a priority because we don't have any pressure on that enrollment. So I had asked the Farzanes if they would be willing to switch the order of those, because who knows what's going to happen in the future, right? You know, as well as everyone else, who knows what's going to happen in the future if we, you know, if somebody may not want to follow, you know, out and, you know, and agree to more hires on Iran. The one that's really important is the U.S.-Iran relation one,
well,
not the art and culture one.
It's interesting because when I talked with them recently and I explained to them, you know, they wanted to think of new institutes and new all sorts of things. And I said, you know, I'm just going out the door and
yeah.
and it, that's not doable. But I said, I think I could get one more faculty slot into the budget this year and get it past the regents because it's part of the agreement with them.
Uh-huh.
So when we talked for a while, they said, well, if we could just do one, and I said, that would be the most that I could
right.
see us doing. I think we ought to do the politics, the
right.
U.S.-Iranian relations position.
Yeah.
And they agreed to that.
Okay, good. That's good.
Now, you might want to touch base with them on that.
Okay.
But what I was going to tell you is, you know, I can only slip so many things past as I'm going out the door.
Right. Yeah.
But I think I could maybe slip one more past. But do you think would we even have the students then to take the courses?
I mean, I'm of two minds here. One is that we really don't need another professor because we just don't have enough students taking the courses. We already have one of our Iranian studies faculty members has no students this semester. So we had to put him in. So he and Marjan are actually co-teaching a class just so that we, you know, have work for him to do. And then we're slating him in like a more general, like global community class. So we had no students for him to teach. So on the one hand, I don't feel like we have students, but on the other hand, the one position that I think could really help the program and actually draw more students to the program is the politics position. Because right now we have language people, we have a sociologist, and we have a historian that studies, you know, like ancient Iran.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody that does
US
contemporary.
Iranian relations would be more of interest.
Right, right. So that's the one that I think could actually grow it.
Could we, I don't know the process on this, but I'd be prepared to let you open that search, you know, trying to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't know how fast that can happen, but
yeah.
I could try to put it in the budget this time or whatever.
Okay. Well,
I think that would be the last opportunity I would have to try to. And, of course, they're trying to get their agreement carried out while I'm here.
Sure. Well, and I mean, that makes sense. I completely understand it. I know that they're worried about what's going to happen with their agreement in the future. But, they've also been kind of holding steady on things that haven't been very helpful for growing it either. I mean, the thing that they've I'm really happy to hear that they were willing to compromise on this because they hadn't really, been indicating that they would do that. But I think they see that if they're really only going to get one more position, that they need to, it needs to be this one.
When I talked to them, I said, at the most, I think I can't start an institute. I can't start capital projects. I can't start any other things at this point. But I said, I might be able to slip through one last hire. And I said, but if we were going to do one hire, what would you think it would be? And they said, well, we once thought it would be the cultural position, but now we think it's probably the politics position.
Yeah,
that needs to be finished. So
good.
Maybe you want to call them and see if that's understood.
Okay.
What I've said is that at most we could just do one. And then I don't know how we would get it started. I worry, will the next president have the same commitment to the international studies that I do? So,
Me too.
You'd think our enrollment would continue to grow. I can't.
Well, there are other complicating factors here too. I honestly am disappointed in the faculty we already have in this area. They really have a hard time getting along. They are they kind of are at odds with the Farzanes, so they don't. Nobody like plays nice, and so like it's so hard getting all of them moving in the same direction at the same time in a way that it builds a program. My hope is that if we're able to do this one last hire and that we can get someone that is, a good scholar, of course, and obviously a great teacher, but a team player and somebody who can kind of lead them. They need a leader. They're kind of leaderless because Afshin is the chair, but he's not a leader. And Manata and Alexander, they're early in their career. They're really just kind of young and immature, and they just, they just all aren't moving in the right direction at the same time, or the same direction at the same time. It's been very, very frustrating for me trying to. I'm not an Iran person, and I'm trying to guide these people. I think if we had more cohesion, then we'd have a better, we'd be able to build it. I think a lot of students actually get involved in Iran, and because of the personalities involved, they leave. Not leave OU, but they leave they stop studying it because of the personalities that are involved here, unfortunately.
That's I'm sorry to hear.
I know, it's terrible. It's really, really aggravating, but some of these faculty members just drive students away, because they're all frustrated with, being, having a donor that's very involved in a program and, feeling like they're, being in, put upon. And so anyway, I think if we can find the right person that will actually be a good leader for them, then I think the program will grow. I'm confident it will grow. It has to grow. We have to focus on Iran. It needs to grow.
It does.
But, important. The people involved are holding it back, sadly.
Well, do you need me to do any paperwork, or do you need something approval for me for you to open the search?
I'll talk with the Farzanes, but the typical process here, President Boren, I'm sure the typical process is there's a call for proposals that happens in May and June. The provost then runs that process and decides, who gets what, and then in July we're notified of who gets which searches. If we're going to step by that process, which is fine.
I think we can wait for that process.
Yeah. So if that's the case.
I'll be already on the way out the door at that point. So.
If that's the case, then I don't know how you want to handle it. Do you want me to speak to Kyle and tell him this is what's happening, or how do you want to move forward? Because really...
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you talk to Farzani's first?
Okay.
If we have a clear understanding that that would be the position that I would try to get filled before I go out the door, then you could call me back. Then I could call Kyle.
Okay.
Tell him that that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And that was just down on a to-do list.
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead and authorize that outside the timetable.
Yeah. Okay.
Because as I look at it, I don't know when there's going to be another president that's going to help you.
No.
Mm-mm. In the same way. It'd be very lucky. I get bits and pieces of where the process is. Of course, I only get rumors, and I'll probably I've had a little input into it, but I'll probably have more input into it once it goes to the regions.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. there's nothing that makes them ask me. They don't have to ask my opinion, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember you were on the search committee for Kyle.
Yeah.
And I remember your opinion and some of the opinion of the search committee. If I had probably not sort of tried to really push that so hard, it probably would not have happened.
Yeah.
So that would not be my choice to see what would happen out of this for him to end up there. But
yeah.
Hopefully he won't. There's some other choices that I think would be good. But I don't know what input I'll have. Yeah. I've been following your thoughts, and of course you've seen mine, but
yeah.
Just because I think on this particular position, it's not something where you're going to get the kind of people you want to who are going to come and do a job talk like for a faculty position or something. But neither here nor there. I respect your opinions. But I've just been thinking to myself that there are some things we need to get done for the college while I'm still here. We better do them. And as soon as my successor is announced, it'll be even more difficult for me to do. So it's probably something we ought to do in the next 2 weeks if we're going to do it.
Okay.
Okay. If you think it's worthwhile that we try to get that done before I'm. Right. Before I'm a lame
yeah.
duck.
Well, I said, I'll just reiterate, the only reason to do it is to try to bring somebody in that will bring some cohesion to it. Because otherwise,
right.
to be honest, it's not given the way things currently are with these three tenure track professorships and they're not going anywhere, and the students not really kind of coming into the program.
Right.
If you just look at it that way, I would say this isn't worth, the university's resources.
Right.
But if we really want to make a commitment to Iran and the Iran studies, then we've got to have a better leader. And if we can do that, then that's the only reason to do it, me.
Hopefully we could find the right. But if it didn't work out, then we just wouldn't close the search.
I agree. If we can, if we can agree on that, that if we can't find that, we aren't just going to hire anybody. We're going to try to find somebody
absolutely.
Who's going to be a leader of this group. And if
right.
we can't find
cohesion.
That person, we're not just going to hire any old person.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
That's
really important, I think.
By the way, on the naming, you wrote me
yeah.
a memo about
mm-hmm.
that. We're going to have, I'm going to have that one. There's so many things around me. I don't want to have a whole lot of different things,
mm-hmm.
honoring me around the university that, we're going to do all that. We tried to consolidate everything into like 2 days in April, late April, where they're going to have a dinner, with David McCullough speaking.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
and alumni back. And then I think we're going to have David Levy and the unveiling of the statue over by the law school. I mean, the old law school, Monet Hall.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to just kind of keep it to that,
Uh-huh.
So if you wanted, I don't think I want a big ceremony or anything because the regents have already released the fact that they named the college after me.
And, right.
But we have the historic marker, and it probably needs to go up while I'm still here. And,
mm-hmm.
and if you wanted to do something, just invite the faculty and not speeches and all of that, but just
mm-hmm.
something more informal.
Okay.
Just a reception
with
faculty and students and, I don't know, anybody in the Board of Visitors.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
You know, just have it very, just a come-and-go reception.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And not a, maybe in that room named for me, you know?
Yeah. Maybe we could do this in conjunction with our spring board meeting, which will be sometime in April.
That we could, you know, we're having the big thing.
Yeah, April 20th.
That's the university-wide celebration.
Yeah, it's not.
And that's
going to
be a dinner and an unveiling of the statue the next day and then a concert on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's kind of, we're trying to kind of wrap everything into that.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
okay.
You know, to me, how many students do you have in the college now?
How do you want to add them? Do you want to, just those students that are majoring and minoring, or students that are also studying abroad and international students? Like, if you add everybody together, we've got four to 5,000 students, international students, students studying abroad, and students that are majoring in international studies.
Yeah, I think it'd be more of those that are majoring, minoring, and...
Then we have about 500.
Mm-hmm. About 500, that'd be more the likely number you could invite. They couldn't all come. I mean, just to have, a come and go reception.
Okay.
If you invite 300 or 400, you might get 100 that would come.
Yeah.
During that time, and just have it for a couple of hours or something like that, and put the marker up that day. You know.
Okay.
In front of the college, and then you all, of course, just will change the stationery and all that. Whenever you change stationery, so. But I kind of think instead of making it a great big deal and speeches and presentations, I'd rather for it to be very sort of low-key.
Okay. And this is something that you would like to, the reception, the informal reception, something you would like to come to, or no? It's just something should do?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. But, so I'll work with Sherry then to find a good day for it.
Yes. You know, Sherry's gone. She'll be back. Hopefully in a couple of days, you know, she has a new grandbaby in Dallas, so she's with her daughter, and her daughter's been having a little health problems, so Sherry's staying over, I don't know how much longer, she was due back today, but she was gone all last week, but she was due back today, but her daughter's had some high blood pressure problems and things, so I said just stay as long as you need to, but she should be back here.
Okay.
2 or 3 days, and you could check possibilities with her.
I will. Yeah, I'll send her a note. She did respond to an email today, but I didn't know she wasn't in the office. But
yeah,
I'll,
she's down in Dallas. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just send her a note.
But
and
I think,
see what,
you know,
will work.
There's so many things going to be, you know what I mean? I don't want to wear out the community with honors for me. You know what I mean? But you know what I would enjoy is just getting to see some of our students and faculty and you know, a few members of the, if they're here, I mean, like people like the Farzanis and people like that have been, and, you know, Miliotis and people like that that I've worked with over time.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Ambassador Perkins in Washington about a month ago.
Oh, good. Yeah, and, I talked to him on the phone recently, too.
Bless his heart, he's so frail.
Yeah.
But anyway, that would work out, and then if you need me to, why don't you call me back after you talk to the Farzanis, or just leave a message, or it's time to talk to Kyle, or whatever.
Okay.
And then that, instead of you pleading a case with Kyle, I'll just tell Kyle this is what I want to do.
Okay.
And just move forward on it.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
Okay.
But with the caveat, I mean, I understand what you're saying loud and clear, and there's no use adding another person that would be another problem person.
Right.
We really need to try to make sure if we do this, that we find, you know, I'm trying to just kind of make the Farzanis happy as they go out the door. I can't do much, but we can finish, you know. What do they have? Are there two more of their chairs there? Is that what's left?
Two professorships,
Professorships. You know, we might just be able to do one ultimately.
Yeah, I think that they would be happy with that, though, or at least they'll be, you know, they're obviously going to be least happy if they get nothing more, but they'll be happier if they get something.